my goal for this farm bill when it comes to sugar policy is to not fix what's not broken. It works.
That's the resounding message from Michigan Congressman Dan Kildee when it comes to the nation's sugar policy.
We have a system right now that ensures that domestically grown sugar is sold into our markets before we allow for competition to come from offshore. This kind of protection allows American sugar growers to not have to face unfair competition from state-subsidized sugar that is grown often using workers in dangerous working conditions.
With that in mind, he has a simple request for Congress as they craft the 2023 Farm Bill.
The program we have that is in place right now is working. I have 2,000 family sugar beet growers in my district alone that support our local economy. There are lots of other members of Congress who have similar situations. I want them to see that the program has worked. Our growers are able to stay in business. Those family farmers are able to support their families. We want to keep that in place, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that's the case.
The U.S. Sugar Alliance says U.S. sugar policy is based on the common sense notion that supply and demand should be in balance. Read more at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.